to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Fired up is an understatement for how I'm feeling today. And I want to welcome all of you to the show, those of you that are listening from the East Coast, and those of you from the West Coast, those of you listening from Australia, all of you listening from wherever you are, and I know we've got folks all over the place. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. We are thrilled.
Basically, warmer places and drier places than here, right?
Oh, don't even get me started
about
this.
Come on, it's so true.
I know. You know how long it took me to get in here today? I almost didn't make the 10 o'clock hour.
You would have.
You know, which was 10 o'clock Pacific, 10, 11, 12, 1. When is that? 1 o'clock? 1 o'clock East Coast time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what time in Australia, but I almost didn't make it.
Isn't it the day after an hour before, I think? So it might be today's Wednesday. So I think it's Thursday.
Good day to everybody.
I think it's Thursday morning over there.
Yes, indeed. But
good day, mate.
Good day, mate. We made it here today, and as we do every day, we're totally jazzed. I have a... Now, we have a birthday. We have a birthday announcement. Do we have a birthday song?
Happy birthday to fill in the blank.
The new website, the new homepage.
All right.
The new Dr. Pat Show homepage.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
I got the sneak peek.
We got the sneak peek.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Now, you know, I have easier ways for you to get there. I did, you know, create these redirecting things that are happening. But let me just say the new homepage is, we're still making some changes. We've got to adjust a little bit with the background on that homepage. There's some other things that we're adjusting. But what we've been able to do with this homepage is give you lots more information, connecting you with the topics, the timeliness of things that you wanted to hear lots about. And so we are actually going to make this way interactive. Flash movie on the way for, you know, where you see my face on the top there and so forth. But it's all part of implementing the changes that you all have asked for, and we're happy to deliver. You'll notice on the homepage in the highlight section, Dr. Pat interviews Karen Davidson. Of what? Of Harley Davidson, the 105th anniversary. Karen is going to be joining me. I'm telling you, I can't wait. Love it. You know, I actually was riding a Harley Davidson, you know, pretty much before I
was born.
All right. Thank you for that. Yes. Probably before most of our listeners were born.
But I guess that
probably
wasn't
before KKNW was born.
Hey, that was the 70s, though, right? Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a late 70s baby. I'm a 77 baby. So
no. I was riding in the 60s. I had motorcycle before I had my driver's license.
All right. I was giving you the benefit of that one, but all right, that's
Oops.
Cool.
Oops.
See?
You know, but that's okay. You know, I come with wisdom, and actually the age thing doesn't get to me.
You do. You have tons of wisdom.
I know, and since I've been putting Topperson on my face, my crow's feet are gone.
Woohoo!
Did you notice? Have you noticed that? Look it. Check. Look.
You don't need anything to begin with, darling.
I know, but look.
You're so smooth and silky as is.
I know.
They are going away.
Isn't that? They're gone, dude. I'm telling you.
Cool.
Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
Because I accidentally started to use Topperson pain relief, topical pain relief.
Accidentally.
Because I didn't have my little cheater glasses on. And I started to, I put it in my medicine cabinet, you know, like where I put my cream.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go.
Aha!
Welcome, everyone, to the show. Benny is my kick right now. We're doing a show. We've got a fabulous show for you today. We're continuing conversations about prosperity and success. Sandra Ann Taylor, or Sandra. If you're from New York, you're like a Sandra Ann Taylor joining me here today. New York Times bestselling author of Quantum Success is joining us today. We're talking about secrets of success, the science and spirit of real prosperity. And I'm talking about real prosperity. She's joining us here today. We're going to cover some incredible points, kick it up a few hundred notches, and, you know, create the way for every one of us to be successful beyond our imagination. For those of you that are familiar with Sandra's work, you'll know that she's been a counselor in private practice for more than 20 years, and that she is so clear about helping people reach out to be the best that she can be. When you are a New York Times bestseller because you have written a book about success and many, many people are reading it, you know that you are into the groove. So we want to welcome Sandra to the show today. Sandra, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, thanks, Dr. Pat.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
You're a best-selling author.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, my book's in 18 languages all over the world.
Oh, my gosh. Did
it's exciting.
Did you imagine that? Did you, like, have it on your vision board?
I did. I kind of visualized it. I never did a vision board or a treasure map where I put pictures down, but I did kind of visualize it, you know, in my head.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you because I'm a visual person. People think because I'm on radio that I'm, you know, like I have this auditory kind of thing that goes on, but I'm actually a visual. I actually see what I'm going to say before I say it. Does
that
make sense to you?
Yeah, a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
And I see things like, you know, when I'm writing, I see words and they come to me in statements, but also I see them on the page. So a lot of people are visual and it helps in manifesting, but you don't have to be that way. I mean, I don't want people who are kinesthetic or auditory freaking out, thinking I'll never get what I want because I can't visualize it. You can still create the knowledge of it.
Absolutely. And I want to ask you, you know, the title of the book is Secrets of Success, The Science and Spirit of Real Prosperity. So, Sandra, I want to ask you, what has been the secret to your success?
Well, I've been actually applying quantum physics to my life for about 20 years now. And a lot of people hear that title, Secrets of Success, and think it's a takeoff of The Secret. But it's actually a sequel to my first book, Secrets of Attraction, which came out like 10 years before The Secret. So it's just a sequel. And the secrets are not secrets. They're science and they're spiritual. And it's the reason we call them secrets is just that people don't apply them to their daily lives. They're out there. They just need to be applied.
So when I look at, and let's talk about this from the perspective of many of us, you know, we are here and, you know, we run into different aspects of success in our lives. Right now, Sandra, we have people that maybe, I'm not saying it's my listeners, I'm not saying it's them, because I'm not sure it is them, but there are people across the planet that are into this mode of constriction, they're into this mode of scarcity. I was listening to the news today, they were talking about the rationing of rice, which is just an incredible conversation in itself. You know, let's talk about how all of that affects what you call the forces of consciousness.
Well, people that buy into it, it affects their the trend of some idea or some image can affect the consciousness of the people around. It's called the law of expanding influence, the sense of lack. And people constantly talk about, oh, this bad economy. And, you know, you have to really recession-proof your consciousness when you're amidst all of that kind of negative talk. So what happens is you can let it kind of seep in, and then it shifts your view on what you believe can happen to you. And then as you shift that, you're, number one, you're going to create different expectations in the future. And number two, you're not going to take as much action because you're going to feel hopeless. So you want to have both the intention and the imagination, and you want to have it supported by your action. And that's how this kind of negativity kind of sabotages our consciousness and our self-motivation. And we kind of have to gird ourselves against this energy of negativity and just say, you know what, there may be scarcity for other people, but I am not going to accept that there's scarcity for me. I'm going to keep taking action and keep, you know, moving towards my end results with a consciousness of expectation.
So let's talk about the law of manifestation, which you talk about in the book. For those of you just tuning in, I am here with Sandra Ann Teller. She is a best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author. And, you know, the book that we're referring to is the book Secrets of Success, The Science and Spirit of Real Prosperity. You know, this was also written with Sharon Klinger. And so I want to talk about, you know, what you refer to as the law of manifestation, because, you know, without that conversation, I think it's really hard to talk about getting, you know, achieving what we want to achieve in this life.
It is. It is, Pat. And you're so right. People don't realize that it's much deeper than just this energy attracts kind of thing. What you have to realize is that your consciousness creates your reality. And your consciousness is not just, you know, wish-fulfilling kind of, I'm visualizing this end result and I want this new job or I want this new guy. That is a part of your consciousness, but it's just the surface layer. Your whole consciousness is created, you know, by your life force, your daily emotions, your thoughts, your energy, your perception of yourself. The biggest piece of your consciousness is your perception of yourself and your belief about your place and your power in the world. And so a lot of people have been very disappointed. You know, a lot of this law of attraction stuff has been out there recently, and they're putting out their intentions and visualizing, but then they don't realize they have to support it with their whole life force, their whole consciousness. You can think, I want this guy, I want this job, all you want, but if you don't support it with a genuine self respecting perception of yourself, a view of a prominent place and power in the world, then your consciousness is not going to propel that intention. It's just going to fall flat. And that's where a lot of people are at right now in terms of all this attraction stuff. They just don't understand, why isn't it working? Because I'm just focusing on it. Why isn't it coming true? You have to support it with your whole consciousness and your whole life force.
So one of the things I love, and, you know, and I want to talk about it because it's right here smack in the book, and we're going to do this when we come back from break. You go through and compare different levels of consciousness, lack consciousness versus value, fear versus trust. When we come back, Sandra Ann Taylor, right here on the Dr. Pat Show, we're going to talk about trust. Where does it factor in? What happens when we don't have it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Yeah. How much noise can you make to this? This is the remix.
Do you feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Kate's Care and Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescareandgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescareandgifts.com. That's katescareandgifts.com.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
1150 KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yo, this is how I'm coming for the non-dukes. Another fat, fat track, so rhythm take for the orange juice. And let's relax by sipping on yak because it's like that. Conscious of hoes, so people boy, just come while I can.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm so jazzed. I love talking to Sandra Ann Teller. And she's joining me here today. The book is Secrets of Success, opening up the phone lines. Because, you know, it's one thing for Sandra and I to talk. It's another thing for you all to have the opportunity to call in and get some coaching help from, you know, what people are calling America's number one success coach, Sandra Ann Teller. She's joining us here today, best-selling author. She knows about quantum success, and this is an opportunity for us to move beyond the chatter, the chit-chat chatter, and give you an opportunity to call in. We'll take your calls, and you will be able to talk with Sandra directly, because she has got, as I said before, the secrets of success, and will be able to perhaps open some doors for each and every one of you that are at a place, maybe a roadblock, maybe not, but this is beyond just she and I. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You know, Sandra, I want to talk about the parallels that you draw, I think they're opposite ends of continuum, that you address in this book. You talk about poverty consciousness versus success consciousness, lack consciousness versus value consciousness, limitation consciousness versus abundant, fear, trust, anger, peace. And then you go on and on and on. But boy, I wanted to talk with you about these, actually what some people might say, polar opposites. But more importantly, there's a quote that I heard a long time ago from Catherine Ponder. These things cannot coexist. Poverty consciousness and success consciousness cannot coexist. So why not pick success?
That's right. And people don't realize when they're living in a poverty consciousness that it's kind of a pervasive attitude. So they're paying their bills and they're thinking, oh, how am I going to, you know, cover all this? And I'm going to have to pull this from here to cover that. And I'll never have enough of this. And that, even just that activity, creates a consciousness of lack and a consciousness of poverty, so that you are perpetuating in, like I said before, your life force, a perception of yourself as consistently impoverished or consistently lacking. Now, you may not have all the money you want, but when you sit down to pay your bills, you want to bless that money going out and say, thank you for this mortgage, for this roof over my head, and thank you for the electricity that, you know, gave me TV and entertained me this month, and thank you, and I'm so glad that to have this gift, and send out, you know, a whole different energy. But people live, and then that's when they wonder, why isn't it working for me? And they don't realize that, yes, I'm creating these intentions, but I'm like canceling out. It's called a conflicting intention. When you live with the poverty consciousness, you cancel your order out because you think, well, I don't have enough. I never have enough. I'll never have enough. And so you want to start being aware of the value in your life. You want to see all of the wonderful things you have and recognize and appreciate it, so that you can shift into a daily energy and a daily awareness or consciousness of everything that you have to be grateful for, and that attracts more to be grateful for.
So, you know, part of this, you know, we've heard a lot. I mean, many of us have heard it a lot. And yet you are, you know, and have demonstrated what it means to have these things in one's life. I want to talk with you about financial abundance, because I think it's really right now it's on a lot of people's minds.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to make sure that we announce for folks out there, those of you that have comments or questions, we'd love to to give you a copy of the book. 1-800-930-2819. That's our toll-free number from just about everywhere that you are. If you would like to call in, Benny would pick up your call. We'd like to take your question. Because
sure. And I also do energy readings, Pat.
Okay.
If someone calls in, I can, with just hearing a voice and getting a few sentences, I can tell where a person's energy may be blocked and where they might be having resistance.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about that in conjunction with the financial abundance, because, you know, energy, we know about energy,
yes,
don't we? But I would love for you to share your perspective on that, because I think that when folks call in today, having that inside information is important. Sometimes we're too close to ourselves to really figure it out.
It's true. And sometimes you're so deeply entrenched in a habit, you don't even know you're doing it. In a thought habit, a behavioral habit, an addictive habit. And fear can be an addiction for a lot of people. And so you want to realize that if you can shift into trust, that shifts your energy. So a lot of people are afraid of the bills, afraid of the future, afraid that they're not going to make enough money. And it's very difficult for some people, but it's very important to say, you know what, I'm going to do the action that I can to promote my intention. And in the meantime, I'm going to shift my energy into trust. And a trusting mode is a very receptive vibration. So you want to know that if I'm in trust, I'm telling the universe, I have faith, I'm going to make it, I'm going to let you send whatever it is that you can send to me, and I'm open to receiving that. So it's very, very important to, when you notice yourself in a fear mode about finances, you need to know that that really toxifies and poisons your energy. So you want to, even if you just can take a deep breath and catch yourself, you know, I release that fear and I'm moving into trust. I open myself to, even if I can't logically trust, there's a part of you that can, and here's a good affirmation that I love. I open myself to my spirit's capacity to trust and have faith and move forward with trust. And that way, you don't even have to do it. Your soul, your spirit, your higher self jumps in and says, okay, let's help her trust and let's help her move forward, and we're going to shift this energy here.
And that's really what this is about. We are taking your calls. Phones are ringing as we speak because Sandra is here to connect with you. Not only is she available to help with whatever is going on, or even if you're doing okay and you want to go to the next level, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
She's also going to do some energy reading for folks so that we can pinpoint perhaps something that's going on that may not be going on, that you may not be aware of. And you can do that really easily at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You know, you made a comment to me. It's really interesting. I hadn't thought about the fact that you actually work with energy. And you mentioned to Benny and I something about our energy. And I wanted to get your insight about that.
Well, I just felt that you guys had a really playful and spontaneous energy, and that is an extremely receptive and attractive energy. When you can have fun with your life, you can really open up to just instead of seeing the worry, the negativity, what you're doing is kind of having a filter of a perception through this sense of I can enjoy. Enjoy. When we choose to enjoy, that is an art of appreciation. That is an actual experience of appreciation. And the more you appreciate and enjoy, the more you just have this vibratory resonance that just sends a brilliant, not only to the universe, but to other people, a brilliant magnetic energy. And people like working with you. People like to connect with you. And there's just a sense of support. People want to support that.
Well, we've got all the phone lines lined up right now, and we're going to take all of your calls when we come back from break, because we are here with best-selling author Sandra Ann Taylor, Secrets of Success, The Science and Spirit of Real Prosperity. You know, when we talk about real prosperity, some people equate it to things that are not monetary, but you really address the issue of financial abundance in your book.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not afraid to address the whole money issue, are you?
No, it's everything. But I don't want to get caught in just the money. See, a lot of people go, it's either a polarity, again, like you said, a polarity. Either it's just, spiritual and have, integrity, or tons of money and that's the only thing that measures your success. There's a lot of room in between.
So we're going to be demonstrating this and showing this to our listeners, as we move forward. Part of the conversation that we have or we don't have is to include spirit.
Absolutely.
In the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it we always tend to call on spirit when things have gotten so absolutely just awful?
Well, we do that because we reach a point of almost giving up. Marianne Williamson calls it being on your knees. And then when you're on your knees, that's where you pray, you know? So, but the reality is if you start to include spirit in your daily life, even before you're at the point of absolute hysteria, you will start to really accelerate the support that is available from the universe. And that's your own spirit, your own higher self, the spirits around you, the angelic realm. And we have a whole section. My twin sister wrote the middle section on how to connect with all of this. And she talks about how to get in touch with your spirit. Your intuition is a big part of that. And just daily meditation can help to bridge that gap.
All right, we're going to talk about this and much more when we return right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We've got callers. We've got Sandra. We've got the formula for success. We'll be right back.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love.
The year 2012. And the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever, and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Tune in your radio to hear Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, as she uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. Carrie will read your unique energy field, connecting you with the treasures of your soul, your passions, and your true life purpose. Don't miss Carrie's weekly astounding and energetic predictions. Fasten your seatbelt as you take a wild ride with Carrie O'Connor. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
I really thought that I was the only one who cared about things that matter to me, like the planet, kids, education, peace, and creating a world that works for everyone. Then I found the Center for Spiritual Living, an entire church that thinks and cares about the things I do. And Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires us to build better lives and a better world. I've found my new spiritual home.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Attention homeowners, if you just refinanced or bought your house, did you know you signed a piece of paper agreeing to pay your lender more money in interest than you borrowed? How would you like to cut that interest almost in half or two-thirds without refinancing or making extra payments? Plus have your house paid off in about 10 years, not 30. If this catches your attention, we can help. Find out how much interest you can save on your current mortgage today by visiting debtfreemca.com or calling 888-252-3083. Your family will be glad you did.
Having a great memory and keeping it is on the minds of millions of people, including me. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I've just discovered a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement, the online school of phenomenal memory. I was amazed to know that there is a 100% success rate to get real phenomenal memory and memorize entire books, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to pmemory.net, download the free ebook, and register now to receive $75 off this online course. Don't forget, pmemory.net.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Yep, we're talking about the secrets of success. Sandra and Taylor joining us here today. Sandra, we have got all of the lines filled up here pretty much, and I think it's a good time for us to connect with our listeners. What do you think?
Great.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, let's bring on Josh from Lakewood.
Hey, Josh, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing, Dr. Pat? Love your show.
Thank you. I'm doing really well. I want to connect you with Sandra.
Hi, Josh.
Hi there. Hi.
What's up?
I just turned the radio on and heard you say, and I can give the callers readings on their energy, so I was kind of wondering where you see my energy blockage at, or, you know,
okay.
Is it all good? Or
just give me one sentence about what you're working on. Is it financial, romantic, what is it?
Probably financial, I guess. Just looking for I've been shopping around for a better job and just for opportunities just to increase my income.
Okay. I'm sensing an energy drain. I don't know if your job is draining to you or if you feel like you don't have the energy to look into, the things that you want to do. What I think you need to do is set aside a time. I'm getting a drain at the back of your spine. Do you have backache?
No, I don't. No.
You don't? Okay, so then it's a metaphoric drain. I feel like, see, the spine is the life force, and I feel like your energy drain, by the time your day is over, you're just kind of, like, wiped out, and it's hard to then focus on really looking for another job. So what I think you need to do is set aside a time, whether it's on the weekend, I don't know whether you work days or evenings or whatever, you need to rest and regroup, and then plan a time when you're actually going to look into the want ads or make calls or do something a little more energetic in the direction of trying to get a specific goal. I'm also getting that you're not quite sure what direction you want to go in, but that's okay. You can still investigate things, but you want to revitalize your energy, get some rest, and then refocus on what it is you want to do, because I'm getting an energy drain in your life force in the spine, and that means that you're just kind of floundering out there, and you're kind of looking and hoping that something comes up, but you want to focus more energy. Visualize a funnel of energy at the base of your spine building, and then do this 2-minute meditation where you just see this energy building, and it will actually direct you, connect it, see it going out of your forehead, and connect it with life, your life force with spirit, and you may actually find that somebody you meet or something that you run into will be the job that you want, but you need to raise your energy to do that, okay?
And I should do this every day?
Yeah, just spend 2 or 3 minutes every day.
4 minutes a day? I do meditate every day, but like you said, there's not anything specific. It's just on abundance and being grateful for what I have.
That's good. Great. Yeah. Gratitude is great. You want to take that gratitude and funnel that energy into a higher vortex. Be more specific, more focused, and then, you know, set aside a time where you do something very specific about achieving your goals. Do this 2 or 3 minute meditation at least once a day, morning or night, when you're going to sleep, and I think you're going to see something happen in the next, I'm thinking 2 months, within 2 months, you're going to get just something where you realize what you want to do, you're going to connect with someone, but you got to raise that energy up so it's not sitting at the base of your spine, and then send it out to the universe, and then you'll connect, okay?
So raise it to the base of my spine, send it out through my forehead?
Yep, or the top of your head, either one.
Okay.
Okay. and ask Spirit to come in there.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay, let's give that a try, Josh. And, you know, that's really, you know, that's the way you start to make a change. All right, hold on for a minute. We'll get some information from you.
Yep, and we'll go off to the next caller. We now have Sandy calling in from Seattle, Washington.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Let me introduce you to Sandra.
Hi, thank you. This is Sandy. Hi, Sandra.
Hi. So what are you working on?
Okay. Well, pretty much financial and moving into kind of like a new life. I've been on disability, and I'm an entrepreneur type, and thinking of businesses and just, how do I say, I've kind of gotten this sort of dependency thing going on, but I'm overly independent, so I just can't handle this. It's
okay, you have some conflicting energy going on, and you have, Spirit's telling me you're very creative. You're very creative, and you can create something that can be very successful to you, but there is conflict between your heart and your mind. Your heart is open, and you know that you're able to do something, but your mind is setting limits, like, I'm not going to be able to do this, I can't do this. You need to get out of the limitation. What you want to do is start to let yourself, you know, intervene. Notice when you're having limiting thoughts and start to at least say, I release that. I open myself to my spirit's capacity to see myself in a totally unlimited way, and I'm creating a more vital and vibrant energy of creativity. And I really see you're a very creative person. Now, do you know exactly what direction you want to go in?
Well, I do. Coaching, and I worked as a personal performance coach. I'm thinking of setting up some sites and franchising them, possibly real estate, possibly.
Well, those are two different directions, but that's okay. They actually can connect. But you want to, you know, start to like set some goals, write them down, write your intentions down, write the plans. Now, here's what you want to do. You want to say, what do I need to do to see this in an unlimited way? And that means you have to do something today for your future goal, okay? You don't want to just, and this is a lot, Pat, this is a lot of mistake, a lot of people make this mistake. They just visualize the end results. You want to visualize what I'm going to do today and see yourself enjoying the process and being creative, and then break in, intervene on any thoughts of limitation. Okay, Sandy?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah,
thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. This is a great conversation. I love when we get our listeners to call in. We have another call. Let's take this last call.
Okay, let's bring on Pat. Now she's calling in from Bellevue.
Hi, Pat. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Pat to Pat.
Thank you. I got off some medication last fall. I've had fibromyalgia, and I got off the last medication I was on. And I had a whole lot of seizures after that. And since then, I've been trying to get my mind working again, but I've also been extremely cold. And I just cannot seem to get warm. And I would like to be able to move on with my life and do some things, but I get so cold, I can't think and move, and I'm just not going anyplace.
Uh-huh. It's very difficult to deal with some physiological issues. Now, here's what you need to do. I do feel that, you know, there is some lag time between this, what happened after the seizures, and your complete recovery, but you are going to have a full recovery. And what I want you to do is start visualizing yourself in a light bath. When you do a meditation, visualize very strong, warm, golden light coming from above into your heart center, and then it spreads throughout your body. Now, this you want to create an intention not only to warm yourself, but to heal any dark places, any residual stuff. See, our body has cellular memory from before the trauma, and I do a process called cellular regression. You know how people go into past life regression? You can actually lie down, do this light bath, and actually instruct your cells to go back to before the seizures, before the fibromyalgia, and you just instruct yourself. You know what it's like to be whole and healthy, and you're moving back to that primal state, and you're actually moving back into divine consciousness health. So I want you to do that light bathing, and the cell, as you're doing that meditation, just instruct your body to go back to before the trauma, and your cells know what it's like to be whole and healthy, and they will remember that in cellular memory. And just allow it to happen, and give yourself some time, because it does take some time.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right. So just work on visualizing that.
Yes. See yourself in the light bath, feel the warmth, and then just tell yourself to, tell your cells to go back to before the trauma. In
okay,
fact, if you can give your name, I can send you, give your information to the people at the show there, and I'll send you a copy of my cellular regression CD.
Okay, I've already given it to them.
Very good.
Okay, great.
Excellent, Pat. Thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, Sandra, I love when we get to connect with our listeners. I mean, you know, because what they reflect is, you know, what many, many people are experiencing and right now in their lives. But regardless of what we experience, isn't it true that we can still achieve our wildest dreams?
It is. And we may hit roadblocks. We may hit, you know, obstacles like physical problems and even financial reversals, but we can achieve our dreams. And that's what, you know, I really want to encourage. People have, there's this kind of weird backlash to the law of attraction stuff that, you know, they at first they, you know, got on the bandwagon and visualized, but, you know, don't give up. Don't give up, because sometimes the process is your own movement through enlightenment. And as you make your life force and your consciousness more about self-honoring and high self-regard, that is really the core lesson for many, many people in this achievement process.
I love it. When we come back, we're going to talk about belief relief, and we're going to talk about why some people may not have experienced the full potential and power of the law of attraction. You know, is it really all in the belief? Sandra Ann Taylor joining us here today. We're going to hit that one when we come back from break. Stay tuned, everyone.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear, Face Everything and Rejoice. Call 888-842-2008. Or visit juliethong.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit the drpatshow.com and register now.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horse's or pet's quality of life? Quantum Healing,
created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how quantum healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Great conversation. Sandra Ann Teller joining me here today, New York Times bestselling author of Quantum Success. And The Secrets of Success is the latest book she's doing. The foreword is by Candace Pert, Dr. Candace Pert. And, you know, the book is really, I have to tell you, if you don't have the book, this is a book that you not only want to get, but you want to actually have in front of you so that you can... You'll have a blueprint for making the change in your life. I love the fact that, you know, there are questions towards the back of the book that I think many of us have asked ourselves. And, you know, Sandra, you know, I would love to take a moment and give out some information about you, about how people can find out more about you, and some of the upcoming things that you're going to be doing.
Okay, sure. Well, they can email me at sandrataylor.net. And that's not .com, that's sandrataylor.net. And if they have any questions or if they just want to see my event schedule, I am going to be speaking at the Hay House I Can Do It conference in Vegas the weekend of June 27th or 6th. And I will also be speaking at the I Can Do It in Tampa at the end of October. So, and many, many places in between, and I have an events calendar. So if I'm in your area of the world, come and tell me you heard me on the Dr. Pat Show, and we can gab a little bit.
I love that. You know, so we, you know, I started to talk a little bit about beliefs before the break, and I said we would address that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we can talk enough about how important beliefs are.
It really is the core of your consciousness. And one thing that I talk about in Secrets of Success, that quantum success had all the laws and the magnetic energies. But what I wanted to do is get at the core. And what I talk about is your quantum psychology. By quantum psychology, that's what I think connects your mind to your manifestation. So if your psychology is all beaten up, if you grew up in a house where people were dismissive or critical, you have this in your core, but it's not irreversible. People think that their psychology is irreversible, but you can shift your beliefs. As a thinking adult, you can actually sit down and write what you want to believe. I want to believe that I'm valuable. I do believe that I'm valuable. It doesn't matter what misinformation I got in my childhood drama. And I spend a whole section about talking about how to transcend your childhood drama so it doesn't have to be a part of your belief system anymore, and it doesn't have to bleed into your consciousness and affect your future success. It just doesn't have to be like that. No matter how strongly you feel you believe a certain way, you can shift your beliefs.
When we think about beliefs, there's also an emotional component to that, and that has to do with the energy and the vibration.
That's right.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say your beliefs create your thoughts and your emotions. If at the core I don't believe I'm valuable, then that will create thoughts of self-criticism, and that will create emotions of depression, anxiety, striving, perfectionism, all sorts of things.
So when we look at moving and shifting from, you know, I in the book you talk about, you know, trust, and I wanted to get back to that comment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you pair trust up with fear.
Yeah.
And you compare, you know, fear is on one side, trust is on the other side. And you know, I wanted to ask you about trust. And,
right.
And for you to talk about it and explain to us what that really means.
And trust is a very, very important component, and it comes on two levels. You have to develop self-trust. People, a lot of times, will trust other people and outside influences far more than they trust themselves. And this is a a self-dismissing attitude. And when you dismiss yourself, the universe dismisses you also. So you don't want to do that. You want to really engage in self-trust and say, why is it I don't trust myself to know what to do, when I need to do it, to take care of myself, to pay the bills, whatever it is. And whatever I believe, it's false. If it's negative, I need to trust myself. I need to know that I am resourceful, I am capable, and I am valuable. So it starts with self-trust. Then we have to trust in our process and in the universe around us, so that if something happens that may not be to our liking, it actually may be something good for us. You know, and we had talked about this during the break. When I was trying to get my book published, I, you know, was having a very difficult time. My first book, Secrets of Attraction, was about 10 years ago. And I was sending, it was about how to apply these laws to romance. And I was sending it out to all the, quote, big houses, Simon & Schuster, Random House. And I was getting rejection after rejection after rejection. And I wasn't trusting that that was okay. I really went into a kind of a spiral. And desperation is the actual reverse of what you want to get into. That engages something called the law of paradoxical intent, where you actually create the paradox or the opposite of your intention because you become desperate. But what I didn't know, I reversed that, and I said, I've got to trust that this is okay for me. These rejections are okay for my process, and I'm going to keep moving and just teaching this at seminars, and if the world doesn't want it published, that's fine. But I shifted into trust, and what happened? I attracted Hay House, which is the best publisher for me. They send you out on all these speaking gigs. They get wonderful radio shows like yours. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people. I have dinner with, you know, people like Wayne Dyer and all these wonderful people. And it was totally what I needed for my type of book. But at the time, I couldn't trust that difficulty was going to move me forward. So we need to trust in ourselves, trust in our process, and trust in the universe, and that things will evolve.
So, you know, if we don't trust, and according to what you've written in your book, then basically we're living in fear, because that's, you know, that's what you had on the opposite side.
Yes. If you're not in trust, you're in fear and lack. If you don't trust, even if you only can give lip service to it and say some affirmations like, I'm learning to trust, even if you can't say, I do trust, you need to say, I'm learning to trust, I'm open to trust, because otherwise you are living in fear of the future and present lack. Now, both of those vibrations are extremely resistant to receiving. If you fear the future, your consciousness creates your reality, okay? This is, in the scientific world, they have proved, consciousness creates reality. So individually, your consciousness creates reality. So if you're consciously focusing on what to dread and fear of the future, what is that going to create in your reality? Fearful situations, people that increase your fear. You definitely want to shift from fear and lack to trust and faith and optimism.
When we look at creating the shift, because, you know, that's what we've talked about here today, and we look at manifesting our heart's desires, you know, as we wrap this show up, Sandra, and I want to thank you for joining us here today, you know, what is the message that summarizes all of this that you could share with our listeners?
I would say if people can make only one change in their lives, if they want to start with the most important change to manifest their desires, is to start to view themselves and live their lives with a self-honoring attitude. Start to ask yourself, does this honor me? Does this relationship honor me? Does this job honor me? Even does this meal honor me? And when you start to live with an honoring intention and really have the courage to only make self-honoring choices, that opens up the road. It's like clearing all the obstacles to receiving, and things just come your way, because you are telling the universe in no uncertain terms that you are valuable and worthy of receiving, because you honor your eternal identity and you make that a priority. So I would say you know, the energy of honoring and the energy of appreciation and value of for who you are and everything you have in your life are the best ways to start to create a consciousness of success and value and prosperity. And it starts within. Honor yourself. Have a high regard for yourself, and the universe will also.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sandra, for joining us here today. And thank you for your just generous gift to our listeners today. We're looking forward to doing many, many conversations, having many conversations with you. Because as we say on the Dr. Pat Show, you rock.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. So do you.
All right. Thank you. For all of you tuning in tomorrow, don't forget, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, will be joining us. And you know what that means. Until tomorrow, keep your head up tall. You know, walk briskly and know that you are loved. We'll see you right back here.